Defined as a deficiency of energy, protein, and other nutrients that can cause adverse effects on the body, shape, size, and composition, the way it functions, and clinical outcomes, malnutrition can refer to under- or overnutrition. But in relation to Malnutrition Awareness Week, in this report, we're focusing on those who are undernourished. Most malnutrition here in the UK is disease-related, although some social and mechanical factors can also have an impact, and it's more prevalent than you might think. Joining me to discuss this is Dahlia Campbell, a Tayside-based registered dietitian working with adults who have a learning disability. To start with, anecdotal evidence suggests a great many of us are unsure as to the role that dietitians play. So could you explain what a dietitian does?
What we do is really take the science of nutrition and health, which is often quite complicated, and we turn that into what we hope are very practical guidance that people can take on board and make changes that suit their own lifestyle and their food choices. Because we're independently regulated, that means we have to adhere to really strict code of conduct. So it should mean that the public know that the advice they're getting is trustworthy and based on sound evidence. You might come across a dietitian if you are unwell in hospital, for example. You might be referred if there's particular eating or drinking difficulties or problems with your gastrointestinal system, you're in intensive care, or somebody that's had a stroke, particularly where somebody isn't able to get enough nutrition orally. In the community, in a variety of areas, so it could be somebody, again, that is unable to eat and drink, may have difficulties with swallowing, might be somebody that has diabetes. In addition, a lot of dietitians will work with people trying to manage their weight. My particular area is learning disabilities. So I work with a variety of individuals. Some of them will be underweight and they will need some guidance around how to get the most amount of nutrition from what they're eating. Some might need a feeding tube and they would be referred by their GP or by health and social care staff. Some may need some guidance around how to get the most healthiest, nutritious diet where they live in their place of residency.
In this interview, we're looking at disease-related malnutrition. How might we better understand that term?
We're talking about poor appetite or a loss of appetite and unplanned weight loss. Losing weight without meaning to means that somebody is at risk of not getting the right amount of nutrition. And if they're not getting the right amount of nutrition, so that might be calories, protein, it might be vitamins and minerals, the most at risk are the sort of frail older person and those living with chronic diseases, particularly somebody that's living with cancer, people that are living with lung diseases, so chronic obstructive pulmonary disease as an example, but also neurological conditions like motor neurone disease, neurodisability, particularly in my area, profound and multiple learning disabilities are at risk. Those living with dementia, and a lot of these individuals particularly would have difficulties with swallowing. So again, that can make it quite difficult to get the right amount of nutrition. I mentioned my area of learning disabilities, and we know from something called the SIPOLD report, which is the confidential inquiry into premature death of people with learning disabilities, that underweight was up to 8 times higher than in the general population.
How many people live with disease-related malnutrition?
That around about 3 million people in the UK are estimated to have malnutrition at any one time, and it's around about 93% we will see in the community.
In your experience, do the national statistics reflect on what you experience locally?
My work is right across Tayside, so that covers Angus, Dundee and Perth and Kinross. I would say it's probably fairly similar, but we do have areas where there's particularly high deprivation and there is the impact that poverty and isolation can have on somebody being able to get the right amount of nutrition.
What are the consequences of disease-related malnutrition on the person living with it?
What we see in practical terms, somebody may not be getting enough energy. They're going to start using up some of their muscle mass. If you lose muscle, you don't have the strength that you need just for daily tasks. But also it can be strength around different muscles. So for example, the muscles involved in breathing and swallowing and all of those sorts of things. We also see increased risk of infection. And if somebody gets an infection, it takes them a lot longer to recover. And all of these things, of course, impact on somebody's quality of life. If somebody is going into hospital, somebody that's malnourished tends to have a longer stay in hospital. If they have to go through an operation, they can get more risk of complications, or they may take longer to recover. They can develop sores in hospital or at home because they've not got enough muscle mass and enough fat mass. They're more at risk of falls. We know that people with malnutrition tend to go to the GP more frequently as well. So there's a huge impact.
How can someone listening to this interview tell if they or a loved one is living with disease-related malnutrition? And what should we do if we are?
You can look at how clothes are fitting or how jewellery is fitting. So, for example, if somebody's watch or rings or things are becoming looser, and if their clothes are looser, then that can suggest that they've lost some weight without meaning to. From a monitoring perspective, it's really important that people are able to record and monitor weights. And one of the things we often will encourage people to do is to plot those weights on a graph so that you can visually see at a glance what's happening with somebody's weights. One of the biggest challenges is getting people to have that monitoring of weights and that recording of accurate weights on a regular basis. So it's important that somebody is weighed wearing similar clothes at a similar time of the day on a regular basis, and that is recorded. And also have a look at, you know, why is that happening? So identify some of the reasons why that might be. And it might be that you need to go along to the GP and get some tests or get some advice from them. On a practical point of view, from a dietetic side, what we would be doing is suggesting small, frequent meals and snacks, maybe some nutritious drinks. So that could just be as simple as offering whole milk or milky drinks. That's a really good starting point.
If you are malnourished or at risk of malnutrition, how important is it that the underlying cause of the malnutrition is determined?
Identifying the why is vital, and there can be a variety of different reasons. It could be pain in their teeth, and it could be difficult to chew. They might have a sore mouth, particularly if they're undergoing some treatment, or they might get thrush in their mouth. Nausea would be another one. So if you're feeling sick, you're not really going to want to eat very much. It could be somebody's got increased energy needs, so they might be very, very active and just not able to get the right amount of calories in. Things like the mental health, so depression, anxiety can impact on somebody's likelihood to eat. Even things like constipation, that means they're going to feel really full up. They're not going to feel like eating. They might feel quite nauseous. If you can reverse that and treat that underlying cause, then somebody is much more likely to go back to being able to eat normally. So it's really important to have a look at what that cause is. And that may mean you need to have a word with the GP, go along and find out what's going on and identify what the causes are.
What resources are available locally?
Tayside luckily has some great resources. There's a Get Nourished helpline that was launched by the Nutrition Dietetic Service in 2020 as a result of the COVID-19 outbreak. And that number is 01738 450556. That's 01738 450556. There's a malnutrition advice line available for those over 65 from Eat Well, Age Well. And that's a free phone number, 0800 1388 220. Public Health Nutrition Tayside have an amazing YouTube channel where there's lots of really simple short videos on identifying and screening for malnutrition, what the signs and symptoms are, food fortification, how to make up fortified milk, for example. And of course, there are dietitians working in the hospital, in public health and in the community, and they are available. So we would always be looking for people to try and do some first line advice, whether you're living on your own or whether it's individuals in a care setting, for example. But if you're still concerned, it's worth speaking to the GP.